Exclusive, defeat MAGA, meet the radical left network that hijacked Democrats in effort to stop Trump at all costs. By Matthew Boyle on January 26, 2024. A well-coordinated, well-funded, and high-powered network of leftist organizations, led by a group whose efforts 2016 Democrat presidential nominee Hillary Rodham Clinton promoted, is behind the push to remove former President Donald Trump, the 2024 frontrunner for president from any party, from the ballot, Breitbart News has learned. But it's much broader than that. For years, this network of leftists grew from a powerful vast left-wing conspiracy unmasked a decade ago into now being the dominating force on the left determined to stop Trump at all costs. What's more, these leftists clearly control what top Democrats are saying, forcing their leaders to adopt their narrative. They even regularly openly brag about controlling what the sitting president of the United States says, taking credit for Democrat President Joe Biden's dark re-election campaign messaging, where Biden has warned of MAGA extremists on the rise. Research compiled by Northeast Florida-based conservative grassroots activist Jessica Bowman shows the intricate links between these groups and just how sophisticated their operations happen to be. Bowman, the secretary of the libertarian-leaning Republican Liberty Caucus, was so alarmed by what she found, she provided this research to Breitbart News exclusively ahead of its public release. The first installment of this bigger investigation into these well-funded and highly organized leftist groups is here in this story. Bowman's research found that these leftist organizations began their work to crush Trump back in the aftermath of the 2016 presidential election, when Trump shocked everyone by defeating Clinton. And the network of radicals has since spiraled into controlling the top levers of the Democrat Party in a desperate bid to stop Trump. Following the most profound upset in 2016, which shifted the political matrix to America First MAGA populism, a war was declared in the shadows by the radical left, Bowman told Breitbart News. A well-oiled democracy alliance of political activist networks comprised of a collective of left-wing and anti-Trump organizations, even charitable nonprofits, managed by Indivisible, formed mimicking a Tea Party's grassroots coalition structure. Battle ready to funnel money and resources to fight using the power of their combined influence to defeat MAGA. The level of influence and control that this leftist network has over elected officials is essentially unprecedented in world history. Everyone from the sitting president of the United States to top law enforcement officials at the federal, state, and local level to leading Democrats in Congress and in states around the country are using these leftist playbook and talking points, following them close to verbatim. Nothing remotely like it exists on the right in U.S. politics. And never before has there been such a sophisticated leftist structure and control of at least half of American discourse in a presidential election year. Even stories in recent years about leftist organizations like the Democracy Alliance, exposed a decade ago when various documents made public showed the vast intricate connections between left-wing groups, do not compare to the intricacy of the organization level in play now on the American left. As Bowman mentioned, the titular head of this leftist network is the group Indivisible. Indivisible's website explains its origins as resisting Trump during his first term in office, and organizing leftists nationally under a broader banner designed to push the left's agenda everywhere. Indivisible started as the Indivisible Guide, a Google Doc guide to organizing locally to pressure your elected officials to resist Trump's agenda, the Who We Are section of Indivisible's website explains. It caught fire as millions of people picked up the guide and its name, Indivisible, and organized their own local Indivisible groups to put the guide into action. These new Indivisible activists formed a nationwide movement of people taking matters into their own hands to build their own power through collective action. Working against Trump in the White House from 2017 to 2021 may have been its original goal, but the network that Indivisible leads has now shifted to trying to stop Trump from winning in 2024, and in case they failed to stop him at the ballot box, undermining his second term in office from the get-go. The homepage of Indivisible's website now states that the group's primary mission is to defeat MAGA and save democracy. This terminology and verbiage, constant complaining about MAGA extremists, for instance, has found its way into every top Democrat's talking points, from Biden himself to House Democrat leader Hakeem Jeffries to former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on down to rank-and-file elected Democrats. Biden has even made these leftist groups talking points, An extensive focus on extremists in MAGA, the centerpiece of his 2024 re-election campaign, and has regularly used them in pursuing his domestic and foreign policy agenda items as president. The irony, of course, is that while Biden is bashing extremism on the regular as a president of the United States seeking re-election against his predecessor, he is the one associating with extremists on the radical left behind this network of groups that Indivisible leads and others follow. Some of the talking points or suggested actions from these leftist groups have shown up later, not just in the legal push to kick Trump off the ballot in several states, but also seem to have formed at least part of the groundwork for the various indictments he faces, like one from Justice Department Special Counsel Jack Smith's investigation. But beyond simply proceeding and fueling the indictments against Trump, these leftist groups have cheered them and organized activists to further politically weaponize them in a manner designed to hurt Trump and any Republicans who associate with him. The leftist network is even preparing for the possibility they failed to stop Trump from getting elected again, and aiming to ready their activists for fighting a second Trump administration should he win again this year. Radicals take over the left. Indivisible's website has a map that shows it has thousands of affiliated local groups nationwide listed in communities around the country. Every state in the union has multiple Indivisible local partners, and an explanation that used to exist on Indivisible's website, but no longer is there, explained how this network of organizations works together with national staff for the national group Indivisible. Indivisible groups and national staff, how we work together. Reads the top of the page that Indivisible's website no longer has publicly available, but that Bowman found and archived as part of her investigation. Indivisible is a progressive grassroots movement of millions of activists across every state, fueled by a partnership between thousands of autonomous local Indivisible groups and a nationwide staff that offers strategic leadership, coordination, and support, the now-deleted website page reads. The document lays out how the national staff at Indivisible connects people with local groups nationwide, holds organizing calls, provides financial support, including a series of grants that the group offers, and even helps with media outreach and pushing their message into the press. While that part of Indivisible's website is now gone, another part of it that remains up is a document that explains for aspiring leftist organizers nationwide how to structure Indivisible groups. The Common Legal Structures Recommendations part of the site explains how people can make different kinds of tax-exempt nonprofit groups or political action committees, POCs, to best effectuate their goals in politics. That seems to have served as the groundwork for the broader network of thousands of groups springing up nationwide to carry out the Indivisible agenda from coast to coast across America. But Indivisible is not the only organization at play here. Other leftist groups are heavily involved in this bigger network. Two previously published documents trace the origins of the broader network of leftist organizations. The first document, published in 2014 as part of a bigger conservative movement investigation into the Democracy Alliance, listed 21 core organizations and another 161 partner and align organizations that were part of the Democracy Alliance. The Democracy Alliance has been well known for many years now, as what the left-wing Vox in a 2014 piece describing the publication of some of these documents wrote was at the time, the closest thing that exists to a left-wing conspiracy in the U.S. Vox's piece noted that George Soros, the left-wing billionaire, among many other luminaries on the radical left, had come together during the George W. Bush administration as an effort to resist Bush's policies and push the Democrat agenda in Washington. Over the ensuing years, the Democracy Alliance grew and flourished, and then, by the time Trump took office in 2017 after 8 years of Democrat President Barack Obama, the Democracy Alliance flew back into action to help lead the resistance against Trump. In fact, a 2017 document that the New York Times' Ken Vogel published showed essentially an updated and more specific resistance map of Democracy Alliance organizations, and it is here where Indivisible is first listed. It's worth noting Indivisible does not appear on the earlier document from 2014, because the group had not yet been founded. The 2017 document is much more specific than the 2014 one about the various roles of different leftist organizations. For instance, it says the ACLU and the Brennan Center for Justice, among others, would lead litigation against the Trump administration and lists out other broader responsibilities of different groups like organizing, advocacy, rapid response, corporate and government ethics, electoralizing the groundswell, mass mobilization, storytelling, and more. Under the section pressuring government officials is "were indivisible," which, of course, was new on the scene that year after it came together in late 2016 when Trump beat Clinton, appears. Perhaps no group epitomizes the differences between the legacy left and the grassroots resistance like indivisible, Vogel's New York Times piece about the left's resistance to Trump notes. Started as a Google document detailing techniques for opposing the Republican agenda under Mr. Trump, the group now has a mostly Washington-based staff of about 40 people, with more than 6,000 volunteer chapters across the country. The National Indivisible Hub, which consists of a pair of nonprofit groups, has raised nearly $6 million since its start, primarily through small-dollar donations made through its website. That founding Indivisible document from December 2016 that Vogel describes includes an interesting chapter that Bowman, the conservative activist who compiled this research on the left, is fascinated by. Still available on Indivisible's website, it is titled, "How Grassroots Advocacy Worked to Stop President Obama." In it, Indivisible founders explain how the Tea Party movement thwarted much of Obama's agenda, and how these leftists would seek to use those exact same tactics to stall Trump's policies. Vogel noted that Reid Hoffman, the leftist billionaire who is also currently funding author E. Jean Carroll's lawsuits against Trump and was funding the super PAC of GOP presidential candidate Nikki Haley until she lost New Hampshire, was one of the biggest donors to Indivisible early on, as were foundations or coalitions tied to Democracy Alliance donors, including the San Francisco mortgage billionaire Herbert Sandler, the New York real estate heiress Patricia Bowman, and the oil heiress Leah Hunt Hendricks. During the Trump presidency, Indivisible and more fringe leftist groups like it emerged as the dominant powerhouse on the left, leaving behind the more established older groups. The group took credit for both of Trump's impeachments and used the fights during the Trump administration to edge out its competition on the left as the main messaging clearinghouse. Over a year ago, Indivisibles helped lead the charge to impeach and remove Donald Trump from office, knowing full well that he was an ongoing, existential threat to our democracy and its institutions. Ezra Levin, the co-founder of Indivisible, said in part, when Trump was impeached the second time in early 2021. Vogel's 2017 report laid out how Indivisible's leaders would that year be meeting with top Democrat donors like billionaire George Soros to seek funding for their actions. Earlier that year, video emerged thanks to Need to Know Network, a GOP-aligned news aggregation service connected to the Republican opposition research firm America Rising, showing Levin and his Indivisible co-founder Leah Greenberg meeting with top Democrat donors at a Democracy Alliance spring fundraising gathering. How Indivisible became Soros's darling. Interestingly, in addition to being Indivisible co-founders, Levin and Greenberg also happened to be married to one another. A 2017 piece from the Jewish Telegraph agency that profiled how their group had emerged at the forefront of resisting the Trump agenda also explains how Greenberg and Levin are husband and wife and are both former congressional staffers to top Democrats. As of this week, The Indivisible Guide to Grassroots Advocacy has been downloaded or viewed over 1.7 million times and inspired more than 5,000 local groups, with another 2,000 groups waiting to be verified, which are using it to take action on issues like preserving the Affordable Care Act, supporting public schools, or challenging the administration's immigration policies. The February 2017 Jewish Telegraph Agency piece reads, "At the center of the efforts is one young Jewish couple, Greenberg and her husband, Ezra Levin, both former congressional staffers who founded Indivisible with three friends and former colleagues. When the Republicans slammed Indivisible for the obvious Soros ties in that March 2017 video, Levin shot back in Politico saying Indivisible had not received Soros money or any money from his Open Society Foundation. There is not only a slight amount of anti-Semitic innuendo involved in casting George Soros as the bogeyman," Levin said, arguing that Republicans were trying to blame someone for failing to repeal Obamacare that day, which they had. But by later that year and in subsequent years, Soros was fully engaged through multiple entities in funding Indivisible. Soros's own Open Society Foundation's website shows that in 2017 the Tides Advocacy provided $350,000 to Indivisible. In subsequent years, the money came directly from Open Society to Indivisible and increased in dollar amount. In 2018, Soros's group gave $500,000 to Indivisible, which increased to $1.75 million in 2019. In 2021, Open Society gave Indivisible two grants totaling $875,000, and in 2022 Soros's group gave Indivisible another $1.135 million. Soros also provided lots of cash to Indivisible's political arm, per Federal Election Commission, FEC, reports. In July 2020, Soros's Democracy PAC donated $500,000 to Indivisible Action. The PAC aligned with Indivisible's nonprofit arm. In the aftermath of the first Trump term in the White House, during the Biden presidency, Indivisible has gotten even more aggressive in its push for control on the Democrat side. In the lead-up to the 2022 midterm elections, Indivisible got Clinton, the failed 2016 Democrat presidential contender, to record a video message backing its Crush the Coup campaign for specific candidates it was pushing for key legislative races around the country. There is also good news in the face of this very real threat to democracy, Clinton says in the taped message for Indivisible. Indivisible has launched Crush the Coup to make sure we're ready to defend democracy in 2024. They've put together a list of critical races in six key states and how you can get involved. Will you support Crush the Coup by donating to Indivisible and state legislature candidates? Each of these races is highly competitive. Your dollars could very well decide the winners, and the winner of the next presidential election. This could not be more important or more urgent. Many of those candidates won in 2022. Levin issued a press release right after the 2022 election celebrating their victories, framing these candidates' wins as a way to block a coup by Trump in the 2024 election. Coming out of 2020, Republicans telegraphed their strategy for stealing the 2024 election, win or retain control of key state legislatures, have the MAGA-dominated Supreme Court empower them, and use that power to declare Trump the winner in 2024, Levin said. Last night, we significantly narrowed their path to a coup. Now, Bowman told Breitbart News, Indivisible is firmly in the driver's seat on the left, and has the pedal to the metal as it accelerates into the 2024 election season. In other words, all of this demonstrates how Indivisible successfully waged a coup of its own. The hard-charging radical leftists running it co-opted the previously reported Democracy Alliance and are now running the show among Democrats headed into the 2024 election. Indivisible won over the Democracy Alliance in 2017, Bowman said. It received funding from the Tides Foundation, a left-wing pass-through, various other large Democrat donors like Reid Hoffman, and of course many grassroots-funded donations. Indivisible is comprised of Indivisible Civics, a 501c3, Indivisible Project, a 501c4, and Indivisible Action PAC, claiming to have 6,000 chapters and to have mimicked the structure and tactics of the conservative Tea Party they infiltrated. Indivisible took a well-funded, yet disorganized, Democracy Alliance, and transformed its left-wing spiderweb into a well-organized and powerful specialized network. This allowed for independence, strict adherence to communication guidelines, and dependence on network leaders to bridge the gap. The alliance organizations focus on their individual specialties such as climate change, banning assault weapons, etc., while remaining networked to the entire spider web and having grassroots activists ready to mobilize. Funding flows from various deep-pocketed liberal pass-through charitable organizations and membership-based funding organizations. The organizations also pass money to each other. Indivisible serves as both a network manager and a grassroots organization structure for these organizations. Leftist network weaponizes lawfare against Trump. Some of the connections between the different organizations are hard to find publicly, but Bowman pulled together lots of research by digging around in the group's websites and comparing them up against the 2014 and the 2017 roadmaps. For instance, one group on the 2017 document called Action Network. The 2017 document includes it under Backend Services, includes on its website an image of the Indivisible Group's first manifesto explaining how to stop the Trump agenda when Trump was president. Action Network on its homepage says it provides services like email, fundraising, mobile messaging, automation, events, and petitions for clients on the left. The group boasts the Democrat National Committee, DNC, shattered all sorts of fundraising records after using its services for only a few months. But the organization again is part of this dark money network connected to other groups in the so-called Democracy Alliance beyond just the indivisible connection. Action Network's website also features a petition to secretaries of state nationwide calling to disqualify Trump from the presidential ballot, citing Section 3 of the 14th Amendment to the Constitution, the so-called Insurrection Clause. One of the groups that is listed as a sponsor of that petition is called Free Speech for the People. Free Speech for the People, FSFP, is one of the organizations that has filed lawsuits in a number of states including Michigan, Illinois, Oregon, Minnesota, and most recently Massachusetts under its 14.3 campaign seeking to bar Trump from the ballot. The petition on Action Network's website, which, again, this group is a sponsor of, also references the most infamous of the states where this strategy has been pursued against Trump, Colorado. In just a few days, the U.S. Supreme Court will hear arguments on Trump's effort to overturn the Colorado Supreme Court's move to ban him from the ballot. And eventually a ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court could have a national impact on all of these cases. But FSFP, public comments from one of its leaders on social media would indicate, seems more pleased by the fact that Trump's attorneys have to keep responding to these cases, thereby tying up resources of the former president in court, than the group does about the actual merits of the case. FSFP has launched a separate website, too, pushing this effort to keep Trump off the ballot, at the aptly named TrumpIsDisqualified.org. On that site, another organization is listed as involved in the push, Mi Familia Vota. Mi Familia Vota appears on the aforementioned Democracy Alliance document from 2014, listed as one of the 161 partner and aligned network organizations. Several of Indivisible's more prominent local chapters, too, have directly publicly promoted the effort to use the 14th Amendment to disqualify Trump from the ballot, including a Bay Area, California chapter that highlighted local Indivisible activists hanging a banner from a highway overpass that directs people to visit FSFP's website. Another organization connected to Indivisible through the Democracy Alliance via the 2014 document is the group Common Cause. Common Cause is listed as one of the 161 partner and aligned network organizations on the 2014 Democracy Alliance document. Common Cause, interestingly, in March 2021 at the very beginning of the Biden presidency, sent a letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland urging the Biden Justice Department to charge Trump with a number of federal crimes related to January 6. While the eventual indictment that Special Counsel Jack Smith, who was appointed later by Garland, brought do not match entirely the recommendations of this group. One of the charges Smith levied against Trump is one of the charges that Common Cause recommended the Justice Department bring against Biden's leading political opponent. Specifically, Common Cause and Common Cause Georgia request an investigation of whether then-President Donald J. Trump, then White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, Senator Lindsey Graham, Rudolph W. Giuliani, Cleta Mitchell, Kurt Hilbert and others violated federal statutes including 18 U.S.C. Sections 241, 1,343, 1,346, 1,349 and 52 U.S.C. Section 20,511-2, by calling via telephone and speaking via video conference with state officials, including Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, Georgia Attorney General Chris Carr, and Georgia state senators in an effort to overturn presidential election results, the leftist group wrote to Garland on March 10, 2021. In the summer of 2023, when he was special counsel, Smith charged Trump with, among other things, violating 18 U.S.C. Section 241, just as Common Cause had recommended to the Justice Department more than 2 years earlier. That's not the only instance of one of these leftist groups' recommendations preceding a law enforcement action by an official entity. In fact, as far back as 2017, FSFP had launched a website calling to dissolve the Trump Organization, in which the left-wing group asked its activists to help us revoke the corporate charter of the Trump Organization, Incorporated. We are calling on the New York State Attorney to investigate whether to bring proceedings to dissolve the charter of the Trump Organization, Incorporated, the website says. The Trump Organization has persistently violated the law and flagrantly abuses its state-granted powers by continuing to operate under Trump family ownership while former President Trump was in the White House. Join us in urging the New York Attorney General to dissolve the Trump Organization and revoke its corporate charter for abusing the authority that the state has given it. Of course, Trump has been, for the better part of the end of last year, fighting a case in a courtroom in New York City brought by New York Attorney General Letitia James that did exactly what this group has been pushing for years. Defeating MAGA, Indivisible's 2024 Manifesto. Indivisible delineated its strategy for 2024, in the aftermath of the 2022 midterm elections, in a 19-page manifesto titled, A Practical Guide to Defeating MAGA. The name Trump appears 15 times across the 19 pages of the manifesto, in which Indivisible celebrates the 2022 midterm election results but warns of danger for its movement ahead in 2024. Our movement helped fuel a huge Democratic overperformance nationally, defeating MAGA insurrectionists and election deniers across the country, creating new Democratic trifectas in several states, and even flipping a Senate seat to expand our majority. Indivisible's manifesto reads, "Unfortunately, MAGA Republicans still won the House, ending the Democratic trifecta we won in 2020, and temporarily closing the window for transformative legislation to save our democracy. MAGA Republicans won through a combination of voter suppression, historical patterns of the president's party losing seats in the midterms, and successful political messages on inflation and crime." The document continues by warning that in 2024 Indivisible faces the dual threat of a MAGA landslide in 2024, and a Trumpist coup if the election would lead to Democratic victories. MAGA Republicans will attempt to achieve this by controlling the narrative and sabotaging the Biden administration and the economy, while using racism and tribalism to attempt to harden their political coalition, the manifesto reads. Indivisible's top priorities are winning electorally in 2024, so we can get back to delivering on our agenda. The early 2023 document, which mirrors Indivisible's founding earlier manifesto for countering Trump's agenda when he was president, is possibly one of the first places on the left to use the terms authoritarianism to describe Republicans and Trump. It reads almost like a script for what Biden would later say in speeches about MAGA Republicans and their extremism. Indivisible has even launched another website at the URL defeattrump.org, organizing many of its tools into one place and even further sharpening the group's blatantly political aims. Now that Biden in his Valley Forge speech and other public appearances in recent months has made this message central to his campaign, Levin, the co-founder of Indivisible, is publicly gloating about the president using his group's messaging. In an early January 2024 tweet thread bashing the New York Times for criticizing Biden's strategy, Levin said, "The reason the campaign is doing this is because they understand what the NEET is confused about. It's the extremism, stupid." The next day, when celebrating Biden's Valley Forge speech, Levin almost couldn't contain his glee in another tweet. "Biden is running an It's the Extremism, Stupid campaign, and I am here for it. It's not where Dems started in 2022, but it is where they ended up, and it worked out spectacularly. Biden/Harris have internalized that lesson, and they're rerunning the successful play." Indivisible has also organized campaigns to urge activists to write letters to the editors of their local newspapers trashing Trump on abortion, and produced a Trump indictment bird-dogging guide advising activists on how to pressure their members of Congress to turn against Trump when he was indicted. The group even made what it calls a truth brigade designed to fight a tsunami of right-wing misinformation. That 7-page truth brigade document is filled with all sorts of wild recommendations for leftist activists, including just simply cutting off anyone deemed to be spreading disinformation. The left's fallback plan: resist again if Trump wins. If all else fails for these leftists and Trump wins in November 2024, becoming president again, they are already preparing a full-on onslaught against him to begin his second term in the White House. Another group that is part of the Democracy Alliance, listed on the aforementioned 2017 document under the section of Corporate and Government Ethics Groups, called United to Protect Democracy, or simply Protect Democracy as it goes by for short, has produced a lengthy work product called the Authoritarian Playbook for 2025. The 94-page report is replete with specific recommendations for leftist activists on how to resist the agenda of a second Trump term, including delineating various promises Trump has made and laying out how to stop them from being implemented. The ultimate assessment is a sobering one. As damaging as Trump's first term was to American systems of constitutional government, culminating in his efforts to overturn an election and violently halt the counting of electoral votes by Congress, what he has promised in his own words to do if returned to office would be even more destructive to our republic, the report says in part. Trump's campaign promises are extensive, as are the plans of groups working to support those promises in preparation for a second Trump term. This report, therefore, does not seek to cover them all. It also does not cover dangers posed by a second Trump term, about which he has not made explicit promises or that fall outside of federal government operations, but that may pose even graver risks, such as the degree to which he uses the threat and reality of violence to achieve political ends. Those and other risks of a second Trump term also require attention, reporting, and analysis but are beyond the scope of this report. The playbook against Trump in 2025 lays out how these leftists expect Trump will use pardon power, the directing of various investigations against critics, regulations in a retaliatory way, law enforcement overreach, and most starkly they expect Trump would deploy the military domestically. On that last point, which is obviously without merit, a leading Democrat in the U.S. Senate has taken on the issue in recent weeks, introducing legislation to block a president from making such a move. Senator Richard Blumenthal, D.C.T., appears to have taken up the mantle of Protect Democracy's The Authoritarian Playbook for 2025 by pushing his Senate colleagues to adopt reforms to the Insurrection Act. The 1792 law grants the president the power to domestically deploy military resources and use it against Americans to shut down a rebellion or insurrection. And Blumenthal told Politico he hopes to get support from Democrats and Republicans for his efforts to rein in the power Congress granted to the president centuries ago. Ideally, there would be interest on the Republican side because the potential for abuse really ought to concern all of us, regardless of who is president, Blumenthal told Politico. The Protect Democracy report warning of a second Trump term's authoritarian nature concludes with 10 separate recommendations that include many leftist organizational strategies but most importantly, perhaps, a call to support Republicans that stand firm for democratic institutions, which means of course back any Republicans who adopt their narrative. Bowman, the conservative activist from Northeast Florida whose research uncovered all these connections, told Breitbart News that what they show is that Trump was right. This isn't actually about him. He is just in the way of this progressive new democracy movement that they call indivisible. We as Americans, not just the Republican Party, need to turn towards unity, Bowman added. The veil has been lifted. This is no MAGA conspiracy theory. We are witnessing unprecedented actual lawfare and election interference against a presidential candidate. This was gamed out against Trump before he ever declared to run as a plan to subvert his re-election and maintain Biden's control. Trump is standing in the way of the left making radical changes to our country. It's not the extremism, stupid, really. It is the revelation of the corruption and the return of America to its sovereignty, rule of law, and constitutional republic that scares them. This sour grapes movement simply does not jive with the will of everyday Americans. The only thing that needs to be indivisible is America, our dream to be a place for the people and by the people. Everyday Americans may not be able to outspend this coordinated effort against Trump. But if we fight against the propaganda, stand united with our fellow Americans and vote Trump to defeat this radical movement at the ballot box, together, we can make America great again.